Welcome to the Rider Realty Podcast. Many times buyers and sellers coming into the market don't know what to expect, have lots of questions, and don't know where to turn. That's where we come in. We want to be a resource to teach you the ins and outs of real estate to help you be more informed, more comfortable, and feel confident that you've picked the right realtor. So sit back and enjoy today's content. So I'm not a big stager when it comes to houses. There are definitely some benefits, but when a house is empty, people can see their own things, how they might place them there. So for example, maybe you have a bed somewhere, they would put a dresser so that if it is empty, they can see these things. If it's staged, it gives them a little bit of an idea, but it's not always the most realistic to their stuff. Staging can make a house look updated, although it can, you know, have people a little confused. If you stage a room as an office and maybe they would use it as a bedroom, so then a desk might make them think a room is bigger or smaller than what it is. I know that happened to us. We recently bought a house that seemed huge because they had it staged as an office. So they just had a desk and a chair in there. And then when we went to move furniture in there, it was like, oh, this is small. It's barely going to fit a king bed. So staging can help show how you can use a room, but it can also be confusing depending on if the room is staged the way somebody would use it. Sometimes staging can make a place look too plain. For example, maybe there's so much white and it looks kind of blah. If someone likes color, or maybe the furniture is distracting somehow, so they're focusing on that instead of the room. So staging tends to be the least useful, in my opinion, in a cookie cutter house. Because if you as a buyer want to envision your own furniture there, how you would use the room, it's hard to do when it's staged, like I said, because you maybe can't picture your own things there. So I'm not against a vacant house. I think it can be very useful to a buyer, you know, to see that. But in a cookie cutter house, one reason that can be vacant and not be an issue is because the rooms aren't confusing. You're probably going to have, you know, two bedrooms, three bedrooms, one bathroom, two bathrooms. It's easy to tell what the living room is, what the dining room is. Oftentimes, it's easy to tell an eat-in kitchen, even, you know, what big of a table you could fit in there. So a house with an eat-in kitchen built in the 60s, you can probably picture exactly what size table is going to fit there, where it would go, the way it would have to face, whether it is staged or not. Very cookie cutter, there's not much to leave to the imagination, so staging can be helpful, but it's not necessary. And like I said, I'm of the opinion if it's vacant, it really allows the buyer to picture their own things there. However, there's a big however. There are also times when I think staging is very, very, very important. And that is in any kind of home that is not cookie cutter. So if it's outside of the walk into the living room, dining room, kitchen, super obvious what those three rooms are, three super obvious bedrooms or four super obvious bedrooms. Outside of that, it can be confusing in a vacant house. So let me tell you where this came from. I've been seeing a lot of houses that are vacant and a lot of custom houses. And because they're custom, how they're designed or what a room is used for or its purpose when it's built is completely up to the owner, obviously. So maybe they have an art room, or maybe they have a room that was an office space attached to their bedroom. Like you never know because it's custom, which is great because they're building exactly what they want. And when a house is furnished in its custom, it's really easy to see, oh, this is custom. It's a unique room. I've never seen that layout before, but I can see how it can be used as fill in the blank, a reading room, whatever. And that is where staging can come in handy because what I'm seeing are all of these vacant custom houses. Some of them are very, very expensive, and I cannot tell what is what, which is saying a lot because I've always had a fascination with houses ever since I was a little girl. I've always paid attention to houses that are for sale, what they look like. I've been selling houses for 19 years, and yet I have seen so many houses lately that are often, you know, expensive houses, and I can't tell what anything is, how it would be used. And so to me, I very quickly flip through those pictures and I really lose interest very fast in the house. And I would imagine, I'm not in the market to buy a house right now, but I would imagine buyers would feel the same way because they don't know what to do with the space. So to me, if it is a custom house, I absolutely 100% think that you should invest in staging. And I feel like while virtual staging can be a good option, the problem with virtual staging is if you are not studying the pictures very well, or when you walk in, it's still going to look a little bit different than pictures online. It's nice having that actual physical furniture in the rooms so that when you go to a showing, you're not getting confused again trying to remember how they had it virtually staged online on the MLS. So I'm saying this to sellers and buyers. So let me break this down for the sellers and then break it down for the buyers. Buyers, if you are looking at a house that is vacant and you are online and you are bored or confused because you can't tell what is what, don't be afraid to book a showing for that house. Because if it's in your price point or it has the location that you want, that could be everything from school district to by a relative to by the water to close to your favorite restaurant, whatever it might be, if it has what you need in terms of location and it's in your price point and it has the main thing to you, and for me, that would be bedrooms and baths. You can figure everything else out. Go look at the house. It's worth it because you're going to walk in and think, oh, this makes much more sense being in the room than it does online. I love this house. Or you're going to think, oh, this is as awful as I thought it was from online. I do not like this at all. And you're going to walk away and know that. But the worst thing you can do is think, oh my goodness, this is such a weird house. I'm not interested. I don't want to pay for someone else's custom home because I can't even tell what this is. And then 3 months later, go visit your best girlfriend and find out that she bought that house and that you absolutely love it. I am not good at picturing things where I cannot physically see furniture in there when it's a unique space. So for me, I would want to go see that. And I think that's why I'm giving that advice to you. I would say it's worth the time because you can pop in and out of a house in 5 minutes. So if it fits your budget and it fits what you need in terms of location, and again, that could mean location to the water, location to a school, location to your babysitter, location to your job, whatever that might be, it is worth the 5 to 10 minutes it would take to go physically be in the building and see if it works for you. Now, sellers, it's your turn. Here is my advice I would give to you. If you have a custom home that you want to sell, as long as the items that you personally own are not like super outdated or you're not a hoarder where it's just so full of stuff, it's not going to show well, clean up the house, empty it out if you need to, and then if possible, keep it staged with your own things. That way, people can walk into your house or see it online and figure out if it's going to work for them or not because they at least know what those rooms are. If you're not able to use your own furniture because you're taking it to the next house, maybe it's an estate and it's being sold, but you know that you have a unique home and that you're not going to be able to tell what anything is based on the pictures, then I want you to go ahead and stage it. Now, you don't want to buy expensive stuff, especially if you're not going to be able to use it at your new place, but you also don't want to buy cheap, gross stuff that looks really outdated or dirty, where people are going to not even want to walk in because they're afraid you might have bed bugs or something, right? Like you want it to be nice stuff. And again, nice means comfortable. It doesn't have to look like it is a $1 million couch, but it doesn't need to look disgusting either. Third tip, you can hire a designer. You can also do it on your own. Remember, you're not looking to be in a magazine here. You're looking for someone to understand your custom house and why you designed it the way you did, or if you bought it from another person, why the original owner designed it the way they did. And that's going to happen. Again, all you need to do is stage those rooms so they can see what they're for, which means that whether you do it on your own or you hire someone to do it is fine. It really depends on your budget and on your talent. I am a terrible, 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 terrible decorator. Every house you ever flipped, I would pay a stager, and then my husband would actually pick the paint colors, not me. So for me, I would not do it on my own. I would hire a stager. But she and I, as we did in our flip homes, had a very clear plan and a very good budget. I knew what it was going to take to stage the home nicely based on the square footage. She would come look at the layout, and we would do it that way. Also, some designers, just because they're very artsy and good at designing, hence why they're making a living from that, are going to want to make a custom space look very, I don't know, designery. I don't even know if that's the right word. But you know what I mean? Like extra unique, maybe, because they might be drawn to that. So you want to make it very clear that your job is to, that what you're looking for as the client of the designer is a home where the rooms that are unique can be made out very clearly to the buyer what their purpose is. So it's to make it feel homey and functional and show the use of that space, not to make it magazine worthy. And that will also help you stay on budget, and it will go back to the purpose of hiring a designer, which is to help your house sell. So I hope that these tips helped buyers and sellers. I understand what it's like to be a buyer and try to figure out what the heck the space was for. I understand what it's like to be a seller and try to make sure that people can use the space in a way that makes sense in terms of understanding what could fit in there. So I wanted to share that with you. But again, that's custom. If you're in a cookie cutter house, there's a lot more grace because the bedroom is going to look like a bedroom. A dining room is going to look like a dining room. And like I said, I think that some houses are better vacant because at least for myself, I can use my imagination and see what would fit there. So there's more, just to repeat, there's more options there. So I hope this helped. I hope you have a great day. And if there's ever anything we can help you with, please feel free to reach out and we will be happy to help. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. If there's anything we can help you with, please reach out. All of our contact information is on the show notes. Have a blessed day.